they've got to
rule.
And then in talking about hogs, now the male hog, you call that a
boar.
And if you don't want the boar, I mean, if it's a male and you don't want it to grow up to be a boar, they have to
castrate them.
And then after that, do they still call them boar, or do they call
no.
them?
No, they're not that anymore.
They call
not.
Them something else then, I guess.
No, that's something else that slipped my mind. I used to
know. Now, I have heard, now some people, I think, call them bears or something like Bars. Yeah.
And I don't believe I ever remember that they spayed a hog, a sow.
Yeah, they probably didn't. They probably wanted them to have
pigs, of course.
Yeah,
and she was called a sow.
I hear these things sometimes, but I can't
well,
remember you that. And of course, they may not use the same words for things here.
Well, you know, and just not hearing things that often, it just slips your mind. It'll be right on the end of your tongue. It's like...
And the stiff hairs on their backs, you call those...
On the backs of the hogs.
Oh,
I don't know.
They make brushes.
Bristles?
Yeah.
Oh,
they make
I'm sure they were bristles.
And then those big teeth.
They're tusks. I believe they're tusks, aren't they?
I don't know. I've heard those called tushes.
Well, it's... I think they're T-U-S-K-S, tusks.
I
believe that's right. I may be wrong, but I believe they're tusks.
I've always heard those called tushes.
Tushes.
That's what I've always heard.
Well, now, I may be wrong, too, but it just seems like that.
But that's what they call them. That's what you heard them.
Tusk,
Did you ever hear of any wild hogs around here?
Oh, yes.
They did have those.
Not right here, I never did, but now I know back when I was a child, people would go to the bottoms, down on the bottoms, and kill wild hogs. And I don't know why they did it. Everybody raised pretty well all the hogs they wanted. But they would go down. You see in the bottoms, those acorns and everything was so lush that they would... But you could kill one of them and bring it up here, and you could render the lard out like we did down on. And it never would get white like that. It was always nearly clear.
Oh, really?
And just kind of a milky color. Just
those wild hogs.
That was the wild hogs.
Did they have a name for those? Did you ever hear them called?
Anything on just a wild hog. I reckon they just bred, you know, and just run wild and just eat that one thing. And they tell me you could have put them up and fed them corn. And their meat would have been like ours, you see.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like we kill.
Uh-huh.
But they just eat acorns and things like that, and their lard just wouldn't get white and firm like hogs that we put up and fatten for our own meat, you see. Now, that's the way I've always heard it told.
Uh-huh.
Didn't me and my family ever go down there in the bottom, but we had some neighbors that did. Every year they'd go get wild hogs.
And get one of them.
Yeah.
Oh. Now... When a little calf is being weaned, it makes a noise, you know, and you call that noise the calf makes. You say it's
Blake.
Yeah, and then when a cow can't find her calf,
she'll moo.
Yeah,
she'll moo.
Yeah, and then when you're about to feed a horse, like it's feeding time, we're gonna feed a horse.
Nicker.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a... When she's on the nest, you call that hen.
The old setting hen.
And then sort of something to haul chickens around in, you call that...
Chicken coop.